on FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Josh Coop.
A Kent businessman who planted a fake bomb at a bank in Sevenoaks has been jailed. Reginald Esquilant left a device in Santander and handed over a letter saying he'd detonate it if he wasn't handed cash. The 74-year-old from Falcombe Road in West Kingsdown has been locked up for just over 3 years.
KMFM News.
A teenager's due in court this lunchtime after two men were injured in a stabbing in Tunbridge Wells. Police were called to a disturbance in Dudley Road in the town on Wednesday night. A 17-year-old boy has been charged with wounding with intent and possessing a knife in a public place. A teenage drug dealer who attacked a man in Dover with a hammer has been locked up for more than 7 years. Homeless 19-year-old Roberto French was arrested after it happened in York Street in June. He's been jailed for attempted GBH, possessing an offensive weapon and supplying Class A drugs. The third southern strike of the week is underway. Talks aimed at ending the dispute over plans for driver-only trains ended yesterday without agreement, but more discussions are planned. Members of the ASLEF and RMT unions are taking action, which means no services from Ashford and Tunbridge. Nick Brown from Southern says they're sorry.
Passengers and businesses are being held to ransom by the trade unions here as the RMT recommence their action next week. Driver-only operation, where the driver is in control of the safety systems on the trains, has been in operation for over 30 years.
Police have released an e-fit of a man they want to speak to after he exposed himself to two girls in Strood. It happened as they walked along an alleyway between Broomhill Road and Brompton Farm Road at the end of November. You can see that image and read a description of the suspect at kentonline.co.uk. We now know which company is going to be in charge of building a new junction on the M20 near Ashford. Vinci has been awarded the contract for the £39 million project, which is designed to ease congestion in the town. The new junction, which will be known as 10A, will use two bridges and connect to the existing A20 with a new dual carriageway. Now, a planned tax on fizzy drinks could result in 140,000 fewer people becoming obese. That's according to research out today, which says the levy would also help cut tooth decay and diabetes. It's being introduced in 2018, but Dr. Adam Briggs says there's still more that we can do.
The effect size could be reduced if, for example, industry chose to pass on the price to consumers across all their drinks rather than just those targeted by the levy.
More than 300,000 cigarettes have been seized as part of an operation to crack down on the sale of illegal tobacco in Gravesend. Six people were arrested as part of a pre-planned operation which targeted shops in the town centre yesterday. Looks like Ed Sheeran will headline next year's Glastonbury Festival. The Sun says the 25-year-old's been booked to play at the event next June. And I'm bringing you this lunchtime's news wearing a Christmas jumper, because like thousands of people across the county, we're taking part in a campaign to raise money for Save the Children. We've been out to see staff at Easy Prints UK in May. Don't. They've also dug out their festive knits.
I'm wearing a nice pink number with a big furry squirrel wearing a Santa's hat.
It's good to do something fun at work. Yeah, gets everybody together.
It's made of sequins and you can swipe it up and it says ho 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 and no no no.
Everyone has a laugh and a giggle and we can all take the mickey out of each other's wonderful purchases, shall we say, and it's good.
And loads of you have been sending us your pictures. We've just tweeted a link to some of the best ones. We are at KMFM News.
KMFM Sport with Johnson's Garden Buildings. Double glazed and insulated. Need extra space.co.uk.
Gymnast Max Whitlock will be the star guest at the Medway Sport Awards tonight. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Joe.
Well, the event honours the best clubs, individuals, coaches and volunteers from children to adult sports across the towns. The double Olympic gold medalist was confirmed to attend before his success in Rio in the summer. Helen Steele's from the sports development team at Medway Council, who've organised the event.
We have a real spread of sports represented, from triathlon and synchronised swimming through to wheelchair rugby league to running. So we've got a complete spread along with the traditional sports of, you know, football, hockey, rugby, the big team sports. So it's a real spread that have made the shortlisted nominees.
Elsewhere, Moeen Ali's unbeaten 120 helped England's cricketers recover from 21 for 2 to close day one of the final test with India on 284 for 4. Jay Root scored 88 and Johnny Bairstow hit 49 in Chennai before Ali reached stumps alongside Ben Stokes. And Sport England will invest £88 million into grassroots sport, a over the next 4 years, with cycling receiving 17 million of that. Badminton's been given a boost after UK Sport withdrew all of its elite level funding last week. It'll be given 7.25 million. Cricket, hockey and gymnastics will get between 7 and 9 million pounds each.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.